Good to get this dude here in the Freak Nation. I have followed him from the peripheral only because of, really, he can't shut the freak up. Adam and Tickman joining us here in the Freak Nation. Supercross pilot. Isn't that true, though? It's like you're not grabbing the trophy every freaking Saturday night or Sunday afternoon, but what you're doing, Adam, in Ticknap, is you're making a whole lot of noise that people say, wow, this guy's got something other than a badass bike.
Yeah, I mean, that's the truth. And the reason is that, you know, there's really only one winner. You know, there's only one guy that can be at the top step of the podium each weekend. And everybody else has to figure out how to make a living and how to have fun. And I think I've figured and I've carved a really cool path for people behind me, too. And that's kind of what I wanted to do. Is be a pioneer, really. And I think I've done a great job. I've got the hip-hop thing. You know, I work with all my fans. I do so much YouTube stuff. I do so many different things that just makes my life and my career so much fun. And I'm just happy that people have taken notice.
Running in the 2020 Supercross Series, Adam and Ticknap join us here in the Freak Nation. And you talk about not grabbing the trophy. There is only one winner. You're running as a privateer. You're still getting a lot of press. But tell me why none of the big boy teams why they've not picked up Adam.
Actually, you know, so I am. I did move up from a privateer team this last year. I'm on HEP Motorsports. That's backed by Factory Suzuki. So we are, I would say, you know, one step under a full factory team. We're sponsored by Factory Suzuki, but we just don't get some of the parts that they get. I would say more so because, you know, I think people are just kind of catching on to what I'm doing. at the end of the day, you know, we're trying to sell motorcycles. We're trying to sell, you know, Supercross, and we're trying to sell, you know, that to the families and the kids. And at the end of the day, you got to make money. That's how this sport works. That's how a lot of our, you know, our economy works. So, as a rider and as myself in my career, I've figured out a way that, you know, you don't have to win to sell a dirt bike. You don't have to win to sell products. You have to be likable and you have to have people that want to take notice to you. And I think the fact that I have so much fun in my career, I take the time for people and they see that I'm really enjoying the life that I have. People attach to that and they love it. And because, you know, people go to work 9 to 5 and a lot of people dread their job and they want to have fun and, you know, do the great things that we do every single day. And I think they see that in me and I think they want to support it. So it's been a really cool ride.
Adam in Ticknap is in the Freak Nation. Adam, let's talk about you. Forget the parts for now. Let's talk about you, your parts. You had a broken femur, and sometimes it takes people a year or more to recover from that. You had wrist issues. How are you doing right now?
The wrist injury is getting better. One thing about riding Supercross and riding dirt bikes is it's super dangerous.
Yeah.
So we had a little practice accident at the track. I made a little mistake before the finish line, and I actually came up really short on a jump, and I splintered the tendons in my arm. I tried to ride at Anaheim 1, which I kind of made it through, but it was just one of those things where if you're not racing to your full potential, you shouldn't be on the track. So we decided to call it at Anaheim 1 and kind of let it heal for a few weeks, and then now I'm back. I'm not back to 100%. Yet, but I'm definitely getting really, really close to that and just happy it wasn't any worse because, you know, one tiny millisecond can change your whole entire season and let alone your life. Going back to that femur injury, you know, a year ago, that was huge. You know, it does take people, you know, 6 months to a year to actually get back from a femur injury. And, you know, with between hyperbaric chamber, Salus Medical, my trainers, I was actually back riding a dirt bike. From a completely snapped, broken femur in 2 months and 3 weeks. So, you know, hard work, dedication, and the will to get better is really something that I take pride in. And I think that's really how you get back so fast. But every injury comes with a little bit of toll. You know, when you make a mistake, you think about it, and it takes a while to get over it. But I'm definitely over the femur injury just because, you know, I've broken 16 bones. If you want to ride a dirt bike, you got to know every single time you step on the track, there's a risk. And you know, I love this sport so much. I love riding my dirt bike, and I'm willing to take the risk. And that's why we line up on Saturday night underneath the lights.
Adam, we talked a little about this at the beginning of the interview, but you've got to have the popular term nowadays is the Mamba mentality to build a brand. You have, for you, it was your social media career, your rap career. You got to have something that you could build on to set yourself apart from everybody else in the sport.
Yeah, you know, and you talk about the Mamba mentality. Actually, Kobe Bryant probably changed my career, and I wouldn't be here without him. Wow. He said in one of the interviews that I've seen, you got to take the extra time. You got to put the extra time because you never know who could be the next guy, and you never know what kid's looking up to you and could be the next best supercross racer. And when I was a kid, it was Jeremy McGrath. And if it wasn't for Jeremy McGrath, I don't know if I would be here today. He's the one. I was sitting in the Coliseum Stadium, and I looked up at my dad, and I said, I want to be just like Jeremy McGrath. So I make sure I take the extra time for absolutely every single kid and fan that I have, and I do that with everything that I do. You know, it rolls over into everything you do. It's that Mamba mentality that you talked about. You got to put the extra time in, and you got to want it. You know, that's an important thing, too. You know, you can put time in, but if you don't have a focus and a drive, then you're not going anywhere. So you got to put the time in, but you got to have a focus, too. And going back to the social media end of it, now it's not enough, I don't think, to just be good at something. You have to be iconic. And going back to Mamba mentality again, you know, he made himself a legend by not only playing basketball, but his whole legacy of, you know, working in the Mamba brand and how he goes about it.
You know, I love your references to Jeremy McGrath, but Jeremy McGrath never had a bike that was too lit.
No, he hasn't. You better believe that. Come on.
Want to see Jeremy rap.
you talk about the Coliseum, and yeah, I'm old enough to be your old man, frankly, but the Coliseum is bonkers, and the old peristyle there at the Coliseum was just synonymous with Supercross. Can't you finagle your way into the boardrooms of Feld about moving a race or two back to the Coliseum, bro?
I wish I could, and I'm in there, but I don't think I can. I would love nothing more than to really like go up that peristyle and just launch it down that peristyle into the stands. I will never forget that as a kid, like just seeing Jeremy McGrath jump out of that thing down that hill. I thought it was the most amazing, craziest thing I had ever seen in my whole entire life. And like for some reason, still to this day, I have that memory in my mind.
And I love that last name, Inticnap. What is that? Where the hell, what part of the world is that from?
So it's actually British. Mm-hmm. It's from England. My great grandpa was from England and came over to the United States and lived here. And it's definitely, I love having the last name too, because there's no one else in the world that has it. You know, when you hear Inticnap, it's for sure me.
I figure that's why you go with 7 double deuce. That's exactly why you got to roll that in there, because we have a tough time saying your last damn name.
It's so funny that you say that too, because so many people have hacked my last name my whole entire life and my career, you know, from school to stadiums to amateur races. They've just hacked my last name. But it's funny because, you know, a kindergartner sometimes says it better, because my last name is just Inticnap. And you see those letters together, and if you sound it out, it's so easy. But if you look at it, it's the most awkward-looking letter combination, and people just look at the first two and then wick the end of it, and it's hysterical to me.
What is the worst a teacher has ever botched it?
Usually they say, and take a nap, which I don't even know where you're getting the A. You know what I mean? Like, am I the one sleeping in the back of the room? You know, I'm not going and taking a nap, bro. My name's Inticnap, not take a nap. So I don't know. There's been so many different botches on that. I can't even understand it.
You need to do a song on your last name.
Straight up, huh?
Listen, bitch, this is how it's said in Tick Nap.
Bam.
I love it.
Listen to that. I mean, because of all the names that are out there, all the rapper names that are out there, whether it's Block Boy, JB, you know, of course, well, Cardi B, but you start throwing names out there that people either don't or don't know. ASAP Rocky. I could go on and on. That would be a hell of a rap name, just what Crasher said.
Your
last name. All the things you could roll off the tongue with that, bro.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that Antiknap would be a top-notch last name, or a top-notch rap name for sure. But, you know, it's funny because I feel like the Seven Deuce Deuce is such a showman name.
Yeah.
And Adam Antiknap, it's definitely different, but it's kind of like, you know what's funny about that too is it's kind of like that's me as I remember myself as like a, you know, like a kid growing up. I'm Adam Antiknap. You know, that's like my proper name. That's kind of when I put the suit and tie on type of deal. And then, you know, what's so cool about having a rapper name is like Seven Deuce Deuce. It was my number. And it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like my little showmanship. I love it. It's like when I'm Seven Deuce Deuce, I'm like Eminem. You know what I mean? I'm not Marshall Mathers anymore. I'm Seven Deuce Deuce. I'm the showman. I'm, you know, I'm this crazy dude that loves the fans. And it's almost like a superhero name, you know?
If you could roll on stage as a backup, give me the top two or three rappers that you'd like to sit on stage with.
I would say Drake. I don't know if Post Malone really is a rapper, but I'd love Post Malone backup. And probably I'd have to say either Mac Miller or Kendrick Lamar. I think Kendrick Lamar, his style and his, you know, he's just so masterful in the way he does everything.
There it is, Freak Nation. I don't know if you knew that about this guy.
Oh, no, but just, no, your personality, yeah, we need you on more often. We definitely need you
Absolutely.
On more often.
Yeah, man, this is badass. Good luck to you, buddy. It's incredible what you're doing for a cat that hasn't sat up top the podium much. It's awesome.
Doesn't matter.
It's awesome.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, and you know what the cool thing is, too? It's kind of like I talked about. It's like, you know, everybody thinks that, you know, you had to be and to have a career, you have to be the best, you know. And don't get me wrong, I want to be the best, and I strive to be the best. But like I said, there's only one guy at the top step, and I want to live the life the way I want to live it and have that career, and you know what I mean, and have fun my whole entire life and do what I love. So I've created this path that, you know, isn't the same as everybody else, and I just hope that I've created a path that other people can follow, and there can be more people that can have a career, you know, and doing what they love and maybe not being the absolute best.
Freak Nation, the 722 on Instagram. It's a great follow, Freaks. It's a great insight to Adam. Dude, thanks for doing this, man. And I guarantee my 6-year-old daughter will be able to say your last name much easier than me.
Ah, that's so awesome. Let's go.
Thanks, Adam.
Hey, thank you, guys. I appreciate being on the show, and we'll talk soon.